Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, we had quite a week this week. It seems like every week is such a fantastic week. But what I want to really get into today, I want to talk about some of the things that we have done within the community. On Friday, we passed out more than 500 boxes of vegetables. And these are good vegetables. This is not garbage. You know, most of the time when you're getting something and giving out something in the community, a lot of time it'd be garbage. This stuff is so good that I tell you, it took us just a couple of hours to pass out over 500 boxes on Friday. And also over 1,000 gallons of water. It was remarkable. It was just me and one other guy doing this. And I tell you this, I was wore out. I'm not a youngster. I'm not trying to pretend to be a youngster. But I tell you, Friday was sensational. Saturday came around. Once again, we passed out over 500 boxes of vegetables, over 1,000 gallons of water. But I had help. I brought in these young folks, and they were sensational. What they did was so remarkable, and they wanted to do it. And here's the good news. They wanted to do it free. But I couldn't let them do it free. I was so proud of them. Anytime our young folks do anything, we should reward them. And I rewarded them. I gave each one $200, not just for the work, but also to help them get through this whole month. And you should have saw the look on their face. It was like nobody ever gave me anything. But I just appreciated them so much. You know, anytime that you get young folks doing anything, you should reward them. Let them know that we love them. Because that's our future. Everything I do is about the future of our children. You see, I don't know how much time I have left on this earth. But if we don't lay a foundation for our children, we lose. See, that's what happened before. Everybody was so selfish and greedy, they only cared about themselves. And anytime you just care about yourself, you're digging a hole. Not only for yourself, but also for the future of our children. But what a week we had. It just feels so good to be able to give somebody something good. You see, we do have a water problem here in the city of Benton Harbor. You can't drink the water. The water is undrinkable. They lied and said the water was good. The mayor here, Marcus Muhammad, was going around telling people the water was good, lying to the people, knowing that the water was no good. But this young crew, we went out and tested the water for ourselves and discovered that the water was undrinkable, uncooked. You couldn't even cook with this water, and you shouldn't be bathing with it. Wow, amazing. But things still haven't got better here. We have a Barron County courthouse. It's almost ridiculous. Let me give you a little bit update on the top nails, the nail salon here in Benton Harbor, owned by Koreans. What happened was, here's what they called the police and told the police, that the girl who gave them a $100 bill, and they agreed to give her back her money, and it was a $100 bill. When she came to get her money, they refused to give her her money, even though they admitted that it was a $100 bill. Then they called the police on her, telling the police that she had stolen their phone, lied on her. And the police came out and arrested her. this is what goes on in our community. See, the Koreans and all these other people, they've been cheating black folks for a long time. I don't know how they get away with it. I'm just hoping and praying it never happened to me. Because I'm tearing that store up, and you can take me to jail. Because I tell you this about people. They've been doing this for years. And you go into these Arab stores and buy stuff. They cheat the kids. Nobody ever say anything. And they get rich off them. And we sit around and allow it to happen. We let I tell you one thing, if a black person went in a black store and they cheated them, they'd be ready to fight. But when you go in there to one of these Arabs, Korean, these Chinese stores who cheat you, you don't have a thing to say. That's our history. We're scared of everybody but black folks. That's why black people are killing each other. That's why they're intimidated by themselves. That's another, and here's another thing. Black people hate. See, the more you hate on black folks, the more a certain race hates, not all black people now. Now, I'm going to say, because I'm one of them who's not going for this. The more they hate on you, the more you want to spend your money with them. I don't get that. I don't quite understand how black people can spend their money with people who hate them. You have to help me with that one. Matter of fact, I don't even want to buy gas from these folks. If I'm about to run out of gas, if I can't get to the gas station that I want, I may just run out of gas because I don't want to spend my money with people who hate me and then take the money out of the community. When are we going to learn? Well, anyway, back to this young lady. They knew that the charges wouldn't stick on that. They came up with another charge on her. She had a gun, but she got licensed to carry it. The cop snatched her purse without permission. He did not have permission to go into her purse, but he went in it. Reason unknown, even though she has license to carry it, they charged her with some possession of a pistol or something, whatever, which doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. But they do that to us. You go into these courtrooms, and they do the same thing. They've been doing things like this for years. You see, I'm one guy who don't hold them up because they have mistreated us. They have beat us down. They have slapped us around. And yet still, we don't do nothing. But if another black person step on your toe, you're ready to kill them. Our history. When is that crazy stuff going to stop? When are we going to start standing up for what's right? When are we going to start standing up for the future of our children? You're setting a bad example. These people are for real. Sooner or later, you are going to have to deal with that court system. Sooner or later, you are going to have to deal with the police department, law enforcement, the sheriff's department. Yes, they corrupt. They corrupt. Yes, they evil. But we allowed it to get this way. Some people are going to have to die. I'm going to have to tell you like it is. Some people are going to have to die to make this thing right. They say there's some good cops. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I have never met a good cop. But let's say there's 300 good cops. Let's just throw that number out there. There's 300 good cops. And you have maybe 15 bad cops. And the 300 good cops know that the 15 bad cops are bad cops and doing bad things. What you have is 315 bad cops. That's what you have. Their job is to serve and protect and uphold the law. Only time they uphold the law when it's a black person. They don't what they call the blue coal. When is that crap going to stop? It's never going to stop. So I'm telling people, arm yourself. Arm yourself. Because you're going to need it. These folks is for real. And they say that your vote don't mean nothing. You better vote like your life depend on it. If you allow this guy Trump, to have another 4 years, all hell going to break loose. And you can sit down here with all this stupid stuff if you want. I'm too busy to vote. You can do it. Oh, I ain't going to vote because it don't mean nothing. You don't have to vote, but don't cry. Sit around and cry and can't go into the community. Do you know that in most cities, they got hired killers, mercenaries, contractors? These are paid by the government to join the gangs and influence. They have cases of weapons. Them AK-47s, the Chinese-made weapons, they got them too. They got all these Russian-made, Chinese-made weapons, and they come from your government, the United States of American Army. These are the people that flood in the community, the black community, with guns, and you're going to need it. So my advice to you, save your bullets. Stop playing. Why waste bullets on someone because they stepped on your toe? Why waste a bullet on somebody who said something about you on Facebook? Stop this madness. That's what it is. It's madness. Stop this madness now. Because I'm telling you, you're dealing with some evil, wicked people. When I say evil and wicked, I mean exactly that. Anybody who vote for Trump, to me, is a racist, straight up racist. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it at all. I had a friend, a white guy, used to come to my house and sit at my kitchen table all the time. He got on Facebook and said that there was no racism in this country. I told him that you and I could no longer be friends because right now you're a fool. And I'm not dealing with fools, you see. Because if something ever happens, I'm going to have to get you first. Because I know who you are. We are surrounded by this garbage. People who've been your friend for a long time. Soon as Trump get in there, now they want to talk that racist stuff. Get it together, people. Get this mess together. I'm telling you. We need to stand up and fight back. Until we learn to fight back, organize ourselves, it's going to continue like that. And like I said, it's going to be some casualties. You know, I might be a casualty. You might be a casualty. But if we do it, remember, it's for the future of our children. That's what we're fighting for. We have to stand up against this evil and wickedness that exists today. On that note, let me bring in my good friend, Amy, so she could tell us a little bit. She has a lot of knowledge. She do a lot of research. She do a lot of things. But we want to give her an opportunity to tell us what's on her mind. Let me see. My good friend, Amy, are you there? Talk to me.
Yes, I am here, Reverend Pinckney. I'm going on a campaign, put up or shut up. I got that
Amen.
From Reverend Pinckney. He always been a person to say put up or shut up. And that means that if you a person that say you going to help somebody, you're going to actually have to do that. If you a person that don't want to help nobody, then you a person going to get shut up. Because we're going to remove you from these offices, that you governmental offices, that you sitting behind and acting like you don't know what's going on around the United States as war criminals. So Reverend Pinckney went on a campaign and went to all of the congressional members before he got locked up. And so some of them knew what Reverend Pinckney stood for. They didn't care about him getting locked. Told me, like Ken Rose said, that they wanted to have a Reverend Pinckney silence, and to silence a person that know what's going on and try to walk, try to get the signatures from all of the different people and to make change in Benton Harbor and expose Whirlpool. Whirlpool is one of the corporations. And if anybody know what Whirlpool stands for, they also stand for machinery. And anybody know what machinery is, that has something to do with economic development, that has something to do with the advancement of technology, that has something to do with the future and what the future holds. Now, whatever it was that Reverend Pinckney knew, Reverend Pinckney knew something about Banco. I mean, not Banco, that's his organization. He knew something about Whirlpool that his spirit that wasn't sitting good with his spirit. Because, see, when you in tuned in your own self and you not in tuned in no madness, and you into a governmental corruption, and you will take millions of dollars, and I ain't saying give you a million at one time, and who knows, they probably have got $1 million, but that money accumulates when people keep paying you off to keep people suffering and having people experience things that they shouldn't normally experience. And those experiences, poverty, pain, suffering, unnecessary sufferings, low economic growth in the urban communities, and now it's happening in the suburban communities, because everybody is not living in those urban communities, and everybody in the suburban communities, what's up must come down. Them people living in them hills, they have to come down and deal with people on that flat land. They know, and they know that in order to take care of their business, they got to come out of their homes up on them hills. And so what we're saying is we're going to have to do something about this here Capitol Hill, the Washington, D.C. We're going to have to come together. It ain't about no more marching. I talked with Sister Gloria Wellburn today, and what I said to her before we got on the show, I said, we're going to put this T-shirt together, and it's in the front of it, it's going to be put up or shut up, and then it's going to have Banco, and then it's going to have Act Now. Act Now is our new organization. It's a task force for all targeted individuals, not just in the United States, but around the world. And what Act Now stands for, it stands for Assassination Covert Technologies. If we don't act now, we all going to be microwaved. We all going to be these robots. We all going to be these cyborgs. We all not going to have no voice to say what we want to say. We all going to be depopulated. And what the goal and the plan is, to have you under a controlled lifespan. Now, Reverend Pinckney, elaborate on when somebody have you under a controlled lifespan. What does that mean to you? So the listeners and the audience to know that when you have these shows, it's not just for a fun and entertainment. This is also church. This is a revival. This is a spiritual awakening for everybody to wake up and get up and do what they need to do today. Because, yes, I'm a targeted individual, but I'm talking to everybody. We all targeted individuals. We go, why? We all on these calls. We need change, so we all targeted. So we all need to join this campaign, put up or shut up. And then with the back of the T-shirt is going to have all number of organizations that's down for the put up or shut up campaign. And the campaign is about, we're going to make these people, we're going to make them or break them. And see, this is not no pimp and no prostitute talk. This is what you call enough is enough. Man, why I said it like that, because, see, that's how a pimp talk to a prostitute. And I'm talking deep now, and I'm talking serious. See, when a pimp talk to a prostitute a certain way, she know either she gonna be made or she gonna be broken. And a man is a prostitute as well as a female, because a prostitute ain't nothing but a whore to do what somebody tell you to do. Now, if they want to treat us like that, it's time for us to reverse it. That's why I said it, because everything I say, I can bring in some logic behind it. Because these people are treating us like we are some whores of them, and that in a minute you're going to go from a whore to a robot. And a robot, you ain't even a whore no more. You're just going to be told what to do, and that's it. At least a prostitute can get slick every now and then. If anybody know what it is to be a prostitute, you get slick every now and on the pimp. But see, when you become a cyborg, ain't no more slick pimping. These people mean to have you under serious control. If they mean to kill everybody that they can't control, this is what this is about. So, Reverend Pinkney, explain what it is, how important our lifespan is to us, that these people want to control.
That's what they do. What they do, they try to control your mind. And once they control your mind, see, a lot of times people don't understand how important it is to make sure you take a stand, because they're coming. You see, when you think about what happened to the Iraqi army, how they was under mind control, this was one of the greatest fighting armies in the whole world. But when they was under mind control, they dropped their weapons and surrendered to these United States. It was, you know, it was three times more soldiers there. This is what mind control do to you. There was a guy who went into, he was a naval officer. He went into the naval place and shot up that place. And he was a target individual. See, when you speak of target individual, you think about mind control. This is what they want to do. They want to control your mind, and they're using you to do this. The practice on what they do, and they want to find out exactly what you're doing. How can we control an Amy? How can we control a Gloria? How can we control these people and make them do what we want them to do? And they use it through electronics, even with this telephone. You got this. They call it a smartphone. It tracks you everywhere you go. You can say, well, you can even cut tracking off, but it's still tracking you, and, you know, because that's what they do. What they're trying to do right now, they're trying to control every single thing you do. When you talk about Trump, or you talk about anything else, they're all, you know, you're talking about the same bird, but you're talking about just two different wings. That's all it is. Republican. And you got the Democrats. Only now the Republicans have gotten in their mind that they want to destroy all the black people, and they're working on that right now. But they did it. It's over a million people today that's under this mind control. Over a million. And when we talk about this, this is serious stuff. This stuff just didn't start. This stuff been in operation over 50 years. We talk about someone controlling your mind, even attacking you sexually, men and women. You better believe that this is what these people do, and they're geared to do that, and they're geared to do anything they want to do, because they can do it and get away with it. They can say anything that the government do, you're supposed to say, all right, but everybody's expendable. I don't care who you are, what you are expendable in the eyes of the government. Because if there's one like you, there's another one down the street. And remember this, their goal is to make you isolated from everybody else, from your family, from your neighbors, from your community, and everybody else. If they can convince people that you're nuts, that is their goal. Their goal is to convince the community that you're nuts. And that's what we mean by being a target individual. You're targeted by the government, and they're doing it to try to control you and see what you can do, what you can't do, what you can't do. I'll turn it back over to you, Amy. Talk to me.
Yes, sir, Reverend Pinkley. Let me tell you what these people can do. These people can put you up under hypnosis. And let me give you some clarity of it. It's called the movie Get Out. The movie
yeah,
Get Out,
that.
It was all about somebody inside your head. You, nobody else can see them, but you knew they was there. Because how?
Mm-hmm.
It was like somebody coming inside your house. And then you knock, they knocking on your door. And you say, who is it? And they say, it's your ancestor. And follow me out with what I'm saying. My ancestor, you know you're going to open the door, ain't you? And when I say that, I'm talking about that clone. I'm talking about cloning people. And I don't mean cloning people. And I'm going to take the spookism out of it. I don't mean cloning you physically, what another one of me walking around. I'm not saying that can't be done. That's not where I'm coming from. I'm talking about taking my genetic makeup and taking it and altering it and coming back to my body with it as me being an original person, but the clone of this hologram, a spectrum that they invaded my body with, it is underneath my silhouette of my solar system, and it is resting there like the devil and God. And what the technology is designed to do is to echofy somebody else's sound, somebody else's conscious, somebody else's thoughts, somebody else's emotions, all inside of you. Now you say, wait a minute, that can't happen. This is my body. Don't nobody belong in my body. This is what my, this is the God-given body I came in from my mother's womb with my father's help. How and why would somebody want to take up resonance like David Briscoe said last week? He talked about resonance. They know your resonance because why? They cloned you. They didn't clone your physical being. I'm not saying they can't do that. I'm saying they cloned your soul of the being. That's why that book is called Project Soul Catchers, because the Project Soul Catchers is designed to be like the mark of the beast. If you know about the Bible, it talks about the heirs. The devil is the prince of heirs. It talks about the riding of the horses, the pale horse. Behold the pale horse. William Cooper, Bill Cooper come out with that book, Behold the Pale Horse. He exposed the Illuminati's in the late 1700s. He said that they had the technology, they would use the army intelligence, and he listed the Illuminati codes and the secrecies. Once he did that, he was assassinated. Why was he assassinated? Just like Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy. And I'm not saying that the Kennedys would assassinate their own people, but I am saying this. If you're in that circle, whatever that circle do, you open up your mouth and you a part of that circle, and as far as you a part of that circle, if you say you're a congressional member, you go to that White House, when they call you and you have to be in the meetings and you come back to the city and they call you again to the White House, you got to be in the meetings. Why? Because them meetings ain't just no meetings for the American people. It's these meetings that they know about this technology, why you think targeted individuals ain't relieved from it, and why you think they want you to believe in a targeted individual instead of all targeted Americans. Why? Because they want you to believe an illusion that they, too, don't have that technology that they can enter anybody's body, detectable or undetectable. That relates to if they want you to know how they exist with their technology in your body, they can let you know. And that's what the movie relates to, Get Out. Because when the maid in the movie, if you pay attention to her, she was so emotionless. She barely was able to cry. Did you see that one tear come out of her eye? That was because they had her so suppressed under hypnosis. She was like a robot maid walking around doing whatever they wanted her to do. And so when she seen a black man and she knew what he was about to go through, the natural consciousness of her woke up and she shed a tear. My interpretation was because she knew that she was no longer herself. And then when she ran fast, quickly across the room, he was like, what is that? And then it was another symbolism about they can show that they can use sex to control a man. They use, by having a woman, control the man. Then they had a part in the movie that a woman can be controlled by the whole family. A black woman can be controlled by the whole family, not just saying a black woman, but anybody, under this hypnosis. Why? Because it's designed to channel into your mind, and nobody can see these invisible rays of these sine waves and these electromagnetic scalar waves, these sine waves, these lily waves. This is these different type of waves. Well, it's just like if you ever seen a heat wave driving down a road on a highway and it's hot, that's what the microwave technology looks like. It's just that we feel it because it's channeled into our bodies, and it's also microwave is a fiber optic communication. Now, because we are all made of solar systems, these individuals are treating us like an LCD watch. And a watch, we know, is dealing with time and bringing back everything back to time. We are on a certain lifespan. So what if some of us was able to easily reach 114 years old and still look like you were 60, 70 years old, or maybe 65 at a good age and looking good? And you're 114 years old, 115. Well, if your genetics could reach that, do you think if they telling everybody in a statistic report that, okay, everybody die at the same age, every 70 or 80 years old, and you lived, by the way, you lived a good life if you reached 90 years old. Well, who's to say that somebody have a right to say, well, we all should die at a certain age? And see, that's where the genetic makeup come in at, and that's where the genetic fraud come in at, and that's where the genocidal aims and purposes come in at. So what we have to know is that no matter who you are, regardless of what your genetic makeup is, you should be able to live as long as you can live without somebody channeling into your bodies, doing anything to it, to cause it to become sick, to become weak, to become lethargic, or seem like you would all of a sudden then broke down with some type of virus, cancer, and you went to the doctor, you have no symptoms. That's why, you know why you didn't have no symptoms? Because there wasn't none. When these people work together, they know they work in cahoots. And it's just like if they all don't work together, don't nobody get paid on your pain and suffering. So what I'm saying to everyone today, do more of the holistic medicines. And you are your own doctor of your own body. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a doctor's advice. I'm saying, what were we doing before we had these doctors? Didn't we still live? Reverend Pinckney, come on now, help me out. Didn't we still live before these people became professional, this, professional that, experts of this, experts of that? Didn't human beings still have a way of living? So my point is that we need to go back to natural way of life as much as possible, no matter if we do live in a technical world. We still have to know that we can go outside and plant our gardens. We can put our fruits and vegetables and learn to eat from our own gardens and stay out of so much of the supermarkets. Quit taking things for granted that, oh, I can go to the, let me give them my credit card. Let me give them this break, this $100 bill. You know, that type of foolishness. I'm using that as an example to say it's not foolishness, but it's we caught up in too much luxury at the sake of our life where these people are trying to kill us because we're too foolish not to know what's happening. So we have to go back to the natural way of life, and we have to learn about, okay, this medicine is in the ground. Let me plant some of this type of medicine, and let me give it to my children and the neighbors and see what they think, how it can help them, you know, and teach them to plant something that could help them. And see, what would that do? That would reduce the pharmaceutical.
Amen.
That would reduce people from getting rich on you. That would reduce just something just that simple. We start planting in our own gardens. We have our own gardens and look for holistic medicines. And then we talk to the people. And then we can get advices. But I'm saying all these chemicals we are taking in our bodies, plus these different chemicals in the food, we must reset what it is that we need to reset back to naturalization of humanization, because we have been dehumanized under luxury and entertainment and most of all mind control technology. That didn't do us no good because that increased the propaganda about, okay, go here and go there, fight here, fight there, and not know and see anything.
Amy, all right. Listen, you ran out of time. So listen, let's elaborate on this a little bit later. Let's do what we have to do. But I got to move on. I got to bring in some of my other guests. But thank you so much for being on the show. You really enlightened us today with that information. So
thank you.
You're welcome, and take care of yourself. That was my good friend Amy, who gave us an update on that. Well, I want to bring in my good friend Marcina from beautiful Detroit. She has some things that she wants to discuss. So let's find out exactly what Marcina actually want to talk about today. Marcina, are you there? Talk to me.
Yes, I am here, Reverend Pinckney. I'm just going to narrow down how much time I got, but I almost missed your show because I had took a little nap. But I want to say something I quoted. Time waits on no one. So why are you still standing in the same position? And the reason why... can you hear me, Reverend Pinckney?
I hear you well. Go ahead.
Okay, then. So when I wrote that some time ago, because a lot of folks is in the same position. We have to move forward. We are taking as hostages in this country, in this white supremacist country. They're holding us back. They're killing us. They're sabotaging the post office, who's leading this country to hell. And they're destroying the mail sorting system machines across the country, over 600 of them, to deter us from voting in the upcoming presidential election. We're in trouble. We have a demonic president, current president, and these white supremacist folks ain't having it. They want to continue to kill us. The police, the individual white folks is out here with the AK-47. We have marched all over this country for the killings of black men by the police, cop, law enforcement. Nothing has taken place, no arrest, all that. So So this is what's going on, George Floyd, all everywhere. Breonna Taylor, we can name a whole bunch of folks. Ain't nothing stopped with the marches across this country. In fact, mm-hmm. the violence has escalated. You got a white young boy, 17 years old, in Wisconsin, killed two people that were protesting, are under attack. Journalists are under attack. They out to kill everybody that goes against them taking over with this ideal that they're superior over races, race, R-A-C-E-S, over black folks, brown folks, Native Americans. We can go on. And even the white people that had actually been with us in the struggle as far as the march is concerned about this continuation of the police killing us with no accountability. They do what they want to do. And we were up at the peaks, you know, where, you know, across the world were joining us. All of a sudden, it quieted down. The police, they slowed down. They still killing us. They walking side by side with white killers that's killing people because they don't like them because they're protesting. And you, this kid, back to this kid in Kenosha, 17-year-old, he's a pro, you know, supporter of the police. They walking side by side with this dude with an AR-15. I don't know the name of those weapons. I know they're assault weapons. Tell me why a person needs an assault weapon that's out there to kill folks. I can go
absolutely
to the store and this white man got an assault weapon, and I'm supposed to feel comfortable about that? You understand?
Mm.
These white supremacists, white nationalists, boogaloos, they're all the same. They're in the government. They're in the police, law enforcement. These folks ain't there to serve and protect you. They are served to protect white supremacy. The United States is white supremacy. The flag is white. The American flag is white supremacy. Check that out. It's the same as the Confederate flag. It's a new meaning for the red, white, blue stars and stripes. I see it in my neighborhood. I know what it means. They saying they okay with the system the way it is now with this diabolical president. My boss, Donald Trump, murderer Donald Trump, and I know Facebook get real mad at me when I call him a murderer. He's a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
He's been murdering for 4 years. But when I talk about reclaiming your right to health, when my son was killed by Beaumont Hospital and Jeffrey Figer, attorney, he was on the side of them, snakes, racists, illegal, so-called representatives don't give a due dang about you. Even when you're dead, you got to die five times over. Black males don't mean nothing. The folks that you think that they're there to protect you, you know, be supportive of you. So we can go on and on with what's going on in this country. The allowance of no representation for black people, particularly young black males and black females. We are under attack. And I suggest that these so-called legal representations, black lawyers need to get on board with us to be there for us, because we are being institutionalized racism when it comes down to the criminal justice system. The disparity of sentencing and all that and above. I can go on that, Reverend Pinkney, because what's in my mind now is that when you got a black man who's been locked up 23 years for supposed to have some hedge clippers or whatever, so you got six judges that says, no, he going to stay in prison. They want us to die any kind of way with the COVID-19. Over 6 million people have contracted the virus as we speak. And then I would say 200,000. This ain't just dropping no numbers. I know a lot of people ain't accounted for. They'll say 150 and all that kind of stuff. I'm saying 200,000 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of us have been counted for the death that was created by the system. It's the system, systemic racism, institutionalized racism,
mm-hmm.
structural racism.
Yeah.
We done deal with all kind of isms, Reverend Pinckney. And the only way we can stop this is that we got to come together, which is really hard for us to do. But back to when I reclaimed the right to health before when my son was killed by a bull in my hospital, okay? It hadn't been 2 years yet. But anyway, I talked about the racial disparity when it came down to health care, medical care in the black community. He said, oh, that's great what you're saying, but I wanted more people joining. I didn't just talk the talk. I walked the walk, and you know you came from Benton Harbor when I had this health forum at Hartford Church in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And had excellent speakers. You were one of them. And we need to do something about that. My son's life wasn't saved because the system killed him, okay? We got housing discrimination. We got it all. Job, all that is killing us. And we don't have the medical supplies, and we do have it. They're giving us stuff to poison us. The doctors want to kill us, and they get away with it. They have all kinds of ways to kill us. From going in the hospital, the clinics,
Marcelo, let me ask you a question real fast.
Yeah.
Your son, when he died, he was only 40-something years of age. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, I had a discussion earlier this week about, young men's dying early.
Yes.
We believe that they're killing us off and using body parts. I can honestly say that down here because people.
Well,
just
I believe
don't
the Reverend Pinckney. I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Reverend
so
Pinckney, you brought something up that really hurts me in my heart, and they tried to do that with my son before he even died. You understand?
And we don't
they
even know whether they still took the body parts or not.
Oh, yeah, it's called the gift of life. They was over my son like a voucher because the doctors wanted to do it and he wasn't even dead. You understand that? So I already know what time it is. Yes, that's what they're doing. They're doing it across the world. There's racism
Absolutely.
All over the world connected with the Europeans. They're
that's
taking
true.
Us out.
That's...
And the blessings of the government in this freaking country. And so, yes. When you brought that
absolutely.
Up, you absolutely right. The white folks ain't trying to hear that. They ain't trying to hear nothing about no racism. They in denial, and they get real, real angry when you call them out. We supposed to shut up, and just go under a rock and, don't say nothing while they beat the crap on us, step on our necks, and we holler, we can't breathe, and they still want to overkill us, shoot a black guy. 30, 40, 50 times. Come on now. Why is you all hating us so much? But then you go to the tan salon. You used to go there till the COVID came. But when it was open, y'all was up there trying to get dark and get your hair all coarse in the sun and all that. Reverse the perm. What are they trying to do to make this stuff look nappy? But you want to look like us, but you don't want to be with us. So, we deal with a whole lot. And right now, with this upcoming election, we're dealing with a Trump that is the murderer, a mob boss, a demagogue, a racist, an imbecile that don't even know how to read documents. He looks at pictures, and he looks at TV, and he tweets all day. And this white folks, that's the kind of president they want, where your Social Security is going to be taken away. Their job is being taken away. All that, and they're dying too. It ain't just black folks dying with COVID-19. We're dying because the hospitals turned their backs on us. Okay? And
absolutely.
So they had this diabolical plan to kill us all with this COVID stuff out. And you got folks in the northern Michigan up in the woods where they live across the country with their assault weapons. Ain't going to stop the COVID-19. You still got it. They run around the Sturgis motorcycle. Over
200,000 them folks that they are the governor, the right wing extremist governor that supports 100% of this cloud, Trump and South Dakota. Some of the residents was concerned about all those folks coming to the annual event. They came with they came with no mask on, okay, no 6 feet, distances, all that and above. And guess what, Reverend Pena? They spread it all over the place because everywhere they went to the bar, to the park, and all those cities they stopped at, they have an uprise of these cases. So we got over 6 million. Reverend Pinckney, we're number one across the world with COVID-19, and you got some folk, including black folk and the church folk, like they in denial, and they walking around and talking without no mask on. You know, and they're
right.
Funny because you're trying to protect yourself and your family. So we're dealing with a lot, and that nobody's holding him responsible, Trump, holding Trump and those senators who voted to keep him office when he had, it was an impeachment trial, and they, man's a criminal. He got criminal friends. He let him go free and everything.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, and, you know, you're always number one when it comes to me, and I just appreciate you calling and staying focused.
And I appreciate what you're saying, Reverend, and what you're doing in Benton Harbor, with the donating the water and fresh vegetables, what we need right there to feed our minds and souls. And next time when you up there throwing that $200, I got to bring my family too, because we need some money. I'm going to drive 3-4 hours, Reverend Pinckney, and I'm going to be the first one to help you. Where's my money?
I just love it, girl. Hey, I want you to love you, my Pinckney, and keep up the great work. And let's talk soon. I got to bring in my good friend Denise Johnson now. And she also got a story to tell, Marcina. She also lost her son. I want you to listen. Absolutely. And maybe y'all can get together and talk soon. All right. That was my good friend, Marcina Cole, the real deal. And now it's time for the one and only Denise Johnson. Ms. Johnson, are you there?
Hi, Reverend Pinckney. Thank you. Thank you again for bringing me back on your podcast. I'm eternally grateful for getting Gregory's story out. My son, Gregory Johnson, was murdered in the Sigma Chi fraternity house in 2008. They claimed they found his body at 2:45. And they didn't notify me until 9:30 that night. They had the police department come from where I live and notify me. And that was 3 hours away. But nobody down there called me or said anything for me in between 2:45 up until 9:30 that night. They claim my son committed suicide. It took me, trying to make this short because it is a very long story. It took me 13 days, not 30. One article online read 30 days. It took me 13 days to get his body home to the Jones Funeral Home up here. And that's where I discovered a 6-inch crack. I took a camera with me. I knew my child did not kill himself. And a lot of the suspicion started that night when the police came to my home, and I called the coroner's office and asked to identify his body. And they told me that his frat brothers had already identified him. Well, I thought it was supposed to be the next of kin.
Right, absolutely.
So anyway, it took me 13 days to get him home. And when I got him to the funeral home, I found a 6-inch crack on the back of his head. This was a crack. His head was resting on a pedestal. When I removed the pedestal, his neck area, that's what it was resting on, like a little small white block. And when I removed it, his head fell backwards into my hand, so there was no rigor mortis. His neck was broken all the way through his spine, but it was not from hanging. Remember, I told you there were no ligature marks on his neck.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
His neck looked like it had been racked, as one reporter put it, and it had been stretched out of shape. The only reports that I got was a 63-piece-in page report, which did say that my son's case went to the homicide division of the Santa Clara County DA's office. That's where it went first. And I talked with Adana Overstreet. She was the supervisor for the homicide division. And she told me that she was a parent just like me. She was a mother, and that she wasn't going to leave any stone unturned, that this was a very suspicious case, and that there would be a news when you get, you know, when you get together with all the news people, and
right.
There would be a news conference, a press conference the following week. Mm-hmm. I called the following week, Mr. Thompson, D.A. Thompson. He told me that Dana Overstreet had gotten sick and would be gone a month. I called back in a month, and it was 3 months. So I never talked to her again. To supervisor, I mind you, of the district attorney's office. This case was a murder from the very beginning, and they knew it. That it was a murder, and they labeled it a suicide to let those white kids who were involved in the killing of a black child go free. His life meant nothing to them.
Oh, talking on the phone call.
Nothing.
You were crazy. Okay.
They have no intention.
Hello?
Yeah. In the bathroom.
Hello?
He was black. He came there as a scholar student, and he was still a scholar. He was extremely brilliant. He was going to be a doctor, a sports medicine doctor. But his life meant nothing. Nothing.
I
we are still trying to get attorneys involved in this case. We may need more than one. What happened to my son wasn't right, and it continues to happen at that school. They've had several deaths that they have swept up under the rug of young black men. Yes, they're after the men, because the women are easy to conquer. Once the man is gone, the women are easier to conquer.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get rid of all black men. And it's not just they use gang banging and all that stuff as an excuse. Okay?
Wow.
It's not just they want any black men. They don't care what he does. They want him dead.
Yeah. We
better wake up and realize it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You are right on point. And listen, tell people how they can help you.
If you go online and look at whokilledgregoryjohnsonjr.com, there's a petition there that you can sign if you can. There's on GoFundMe. Do not sign the change.org. Do not send money through change.org. They keep all the money. There's a petition through GoFundMe. So we can get attorneys. There's a lot of things that students are trying to do to get together, and the community, not just the students, the community, are getting together to do. And they're doing T-shirts. They're doing all kinds of fundraisers and what have you, because we do not have money. They knew that in the beginning. That's why it's so very, very easy for them to rush out over us when we can't even afford an attorney to speak for us. Wow. And then when we get to court now these days, they're fixing the court case. Because when my son's case went to court, there was the state's attorney on their side, on the university side, and Sigma Chi's attorney, they bought no discovery. They had no paperwork.
Absolutely.
So we need you to read up on this case, find out what's happening, sign the petition, donate if you can. And if there's anybody out there that is honest and willing to stand up to this devilish, it's nothing but the devil.
Amen.
Devilish.
Amen.
Stuff that's going on. We need you to step in and help. Thank you.
All right. And listen, those of you who can help, please help. It's crucial that you help. You understand? This is one time where people can step up to the plate
and
do
something.
Absolutely. So
yes, if you can.
Yeah.
If you can.
Go ahead.
Yes. And you can look online. If you look online, look on Instagram. And on Twitter, Justice for Gregory Johnson Jr., we're there. We're there. We're
Amen.
On Facebook. We're there.
Amen.
Getting the word out. Because that the main thing that they did was cover up, hush up, and keep it quiet.
Yes.
To the best
All
of
right.
their ability.
Listen, we have just ran out of time. Thank you so much, Ms. Johnson.
Thank you.
And all my listeners, next week, same time, same station.